Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice today to say. Tonight's episode is Le'iloi Nishmas Menachem Tzvi Ben Chaim Yitzchak, my brother whose yahrzeit comes out tonight. Into tomorrow, his neshama should have an aliyah. We come to one of my favorite mishnayos in the whole Pirkei Avos. I say that about a lot of mishnayos, but definitely this one. Really, a trajectory and a way and a path for us to try to take things in perspective. Try to see things in perspective, see how we should go about our life, see how we should go about the path of our life and what we should be wasting time on. God forbid wasting time, but where we should be expending time and effort better and utilizing our effort and time on rather than other things. Because what is this world about and what is the next world about? We must believe in the next world that is fundamental, crucial, and essential to our core, essential to our being, essential to our Judaism, to our way of life, and essential to the Torah. So what do we use our time in this world? What are we supposed to do with our time in this world? And what are we supposed to think about the next world for? And Pirkei Avos hones in for us with the help of Rabbeinu Yonah here on Season 4, Chapter 4, Mishnah 17, Dalet Yud Zayin. Hu Haya Omer. He used to say, Yafesha achas b'tshuva u'ma'asim tovim ba'olam hazeh mikol chaye ha'olam haba. 1 hour of repentance, 1 hour of good deeds in this world is better than the entire life of the world to come. The question is why? Why is 1 hour better in this world to do tshuva and masim tovim than the whole world of the world to come? Not an hour of the world to come, but the whole world of the world to come. Why is that? How could that be? So the answer seemingly could be because of the wording of the Mishnah itself. What does it say? It doesn't say Yafesh Shachat be Masim be Ol Hazeh. It says Betshuva Masim Tovim, and that keys us into the idea of why it's better in this world than the next world. In one aspect, this world is about tshuva. This world is about Ma'asim Tovim, about Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed. It's not just about Ma'asim in general. Ma'asim Tovim, which is basically a hint, an allegory in my mind, towards mitzvahs and chesed. This world is all about action. This world is all about doing. This world is all about getting things done for others, to be selfless-oriented, to be other-oriented. Yes, you can relax at the end of the day. Yes, you can rejuvenate, revitalize at the end of the day, but once you take care of everybody else, the spouse and the kids and anyone that you could help, once you do all that, sit down, relax, open a good book, and everybody's sleeping, enjoy the time, go to sleep at a normal time, but enjoy the time, yes. But did you do your good actions that day? Did you do your tshuva, your repentance? You're thinking about what you did wrong in your life in the past and what you could do better tomorrow, what you could do better the rest of the day. Yes, we slip and fall all the times. Of course, the famous phrase, Sheva Yipal Tzadik V'kam. But what tshuva did you do? What Hirhorim tshuva did you have? What thoughts of tshuva did you have? And what did you say? I'm going to try to be better. Okay, so I fell yesterday. Let me brush myself off. Let me dust myself. Let me get up. Because I don't get down, I don't stay down. What am I going to do better tomorrow? What am I going to do better the next day? Yafe sha'achas b'tshuva o'masim tovim. This world is about work. This world is about doing. This world is about giving. This world is about being involved in mitzvahs and chesed as much as possible every single day. That's why this world is better. 1 hour of doing mitzvahs, 1 hour of learning Torah, 1 hour of doing chesed is better than all the world to come, because in the world to come, we can't do any of that. We can't give in the next world. We can only enjoy the fruits of our labor from this world. We can only reap the benefits of whatever happened in this world, and we stay and we stagnate in whatever level we achieve. That's why you have to keep doing, keep striving, keep moving, keep trying to accomplish, trying to put more mitzvahs, more chesed, more good deeds, more Torah learning in your basket, in your backpack to take with you to the next world. Yafe tshuva u'ma'asim tovim. This world is the best to do what you can to make a difference, to make things happen. But better, 1 hour of spiritual bliss in the world to come is better mikol chayei ha'olam hazeh. 1 hour of spiritual bliss is better than the whole life of your entire lifespan of this world. Why? Because korat ruach is what we get in the next world. You can't do anything. You can only receive and you can only reap whatever you sowed. You can only benefit from whatever you did in this world. Korat ruach is what you have in the next world. Spiritual bliss. And spiritual bliss is better than any type of bliss in this entire world. I don't care how many millions you have in this world. I don't care how many houses you have in this world. I don't care how many cars you have in this world or how much time you get to relax or how great anything you have in your life. It does not even equal an hour in the world to come. And of course, hours and minutes and time is very relevant and relative and very different in the world to come. But as an allegory, as an idea, in that world, you can't imagine what the bliss is like. You can't imagine to be in the presence of the divine, in the presence of Hashem, basking in the glow, basking in the light, in the fundamental splendor of Hashem doesn't compare to anything. Think about the best you felt your entire life. Multiply that by 1,000, by 1,000,000, and add those minutes up together of everyone in the entire world who ever existed. It still doesn't equal that 1 hour of korat ruach in olam haba, the world to come. There's nothing that could compare. You could have the quintessential, ultimate zenith of your being, when everything is amazing, life is wonderful, and you feel such bliss, still doesn't come close to what the next world has to offer. We should all be zochet to see it after 120 years with Hashem. Let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah says. So 1 hour of repentance and good deeds better than the whole life of the world to come. An hour of repentance and good deeds in this world is immensely valuable. For one brief moment in this world can earn the world to come. We find this idea in an incident related by our sages. The sage Yossi ben Yoezer was led out to be executed by the Romans. On the way, he met his nephew, a wicked individual named Yoyakim from Tzaros. Tzaros, interesting how his nephew was wicked, and he comes from Tzaros, and he probably made a lot of Tzaros, a lot of difficulties, a lot of tribulations. Interesting. Yoyakim was riding a horse, even though it was Shabbos. He taunted his uncle, saying, "Look at the horse that you are riding on, and look at the horse that I'm riding on." Yossi ben Yoezer replied, "If this is what God does for those who transgress his will, imagine how much more he does for those who do his will." Yoyakim said, "Is there anyone who does his will more than you?" Yossi ben Yoezer replied, "If this is what happens to those who do his will, how much more so to those who transgress his will?" These words rose up in Yoyakim's heart like fire to kindling, and he immediately understood their significance. What Yossi ben Yoezer had said was this: if the wicked who transgress God's will have it so good in this world, then how much better will the righteous have it in the world to come? The good they enjoy there will be many, many times greater than whatever good the wicked have here. And there in the world to come, there will be no peace for the wicked, because the suffering they will endure in the world to come will be many, many times worse than what the righteous suffer here in this world. When Yoyakim heard this, he went and executed upon himself the 4 death penalties meted out by Bezdin, all at once as described in the Medrash, in Bereishis Rabbah, and those are of Skila, stoning, Serefa, burning, Herek, decapitation, and Chenek, strangulation. The Medrash provides a vivid description of how Yoyakim arranged to kill himself by all 4 means at once. Obviously not for now. But in the final moments before his own death, the martyred Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer had a vision of his nephew's bier ascending to heaven. He said, "Because of a single moment, he reached Gan Eden ahead of me." Concerning this, the Mishnah says that 1 hour of repentance in this world is better than the world to come. That is the only element of value in this world, is the place where man can repent and do good deeds. Shlomo HaMelech, who describes this world as vanity in Kohelis, praises the living over the dead only rarely. Even that minimal praise relates only to repentance and good deeds, which are possible in this world alone, not in the world to come. Man is not judged until the moment of death. As long as he is still alive, he can repent and do mitzvahs. After that, it is too late. In spiritual bliss, 1 hour better than the whole world. Our sages said all the prophets only prophesize about the days of the Messiah, but concerning the world to come, it says, "No eye but yours, God, has seen what you will do for those who trust you." from Yeshayahu. The good of the world to come is beyond measure, beyond comparison. As David HaMelech said, how immense is your goodness that you have stored up for those who fear you. May God in his mercy allow us to merit it. 1 hour, good deeds, repentance, better than the whole world to come. 1 hour of spiritual bliss, better than the whole world of the lifetime of this world. Understand what is supposed to be done in this world. Understand what happens in the next world. Key your mind, key your vision, key yourself to use the time wisely to get things done in the right way. Join us next time as we talk on the PAL about not misjudging the idea of time and place here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.